Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark Hoag as we talk about beef cattle in the show ring in just a moment.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
He's one of the leading livestock judges in the country. Dr. Mark Hoag is a professor at Western Illinois University. We caught up with him in Tulsa at the Tulsa State Fair, where he was judging the Market Steer Show.
These steers have already been competitive within their breed and division, and they surfaced within their breed because they had those basic market cattle fundamentals of muscle and proper finish, and then they had structure, and then they had rib, and then they had balance, and then they had a little bit of extra unique look that drew my attention within the class and within their breed. Then they get out here this evening. It is very, very minute differences that sort them, and I want that unique creature that's so wide and so stout, yet so athletic in their motion, and then they look like a supermodel on the cover of Vogue. And all of those things blended together is what we want in an ultimate champion. The exhibitors out here have all been super good today. They're all champions, without a doubt. Now I'm just focused on the creature themselves, to which one does it just a little bit extra good for me.
And we asked Mark Hoag about one of those ongoing questions that is always there when you start looking at cattle in the show ring. Do they really represent a product that we're trying to sell to today's consumer?
You know, that's an interesting debate that I have with our students at Western Illinois on a daily basis within class, because many of our students grew up showing livestock. Fewer and fewer are from a production background that grew up on a 500 cow ranch or grew up on a 500 sow operation. And so we need to keep that bridge connected. And without a doubt, if you were to carcass these steers out, they would have great ribeyes, they would marble well, they would be good in their yield grade. Those are the commercial parallels that we see in the steers. What we want is we want those market fundamentals to parallel the commercial sector. Then we want them to be a middle linebacker in terms of feature, an athlete, in terms of structure, and a supermodel on top of that. And so that's the difference between the commercial and the show, is that we're proud of making sure that these cattle are just have beautiful symmetry. It's just poetry in motion when you watch these champion steers parade around the ring.
And as he judges the cattle, he's also paying a lot of attention to the young 4-H and FFA members pulling those steers around the ring.
Oh, without a doubt. My wife and I both are a product of 4-H and FFA. She's from Iowa. I'm from Illinois. We're exposing our three children to the livestock show industry and the circles that it presents because we were both raised in it. We believe in it. We love the fair competition. We love the time that we spend with family together. And, I want to make sure that our children understand the value of hard work, dedication, and completing a project.
Dr. Mark Hoag, you got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The American Farmers and Ranchers Lead Conference will feature an inside the ropes view of the horse racing industry October 15th, Remington Park, Oklahoma City. The statewide conference starts with a tour of the Remington Park stables, followed by a presentation on the horse industry. There will also be presentations on the Chickasaw Nation Economic Impact and Agriculture Department, and a discussion on the upcoming state questions on the ballot. For more information, go to AFR's website. If you want to be a leader for agriculture and rural Oklahoma, you want to be at Remington Park, October 15th.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.